Hey everybody, it's Michelle Fisher and welcome into A View From My Window. As always, I thank you for joining us today. Today's show is on future planning and the ARC Master Trust is celebrating 25 years of serving Hoosiers with disabilities. ARC Master Trust Director Melissa Justice is here to talk about all things ARC Master Trust. Hello, Melissa.
Hi, Michelle.
How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
It's good to see you.
You too.
It's good to see you, and happy 25th.
I know, it's great.
How awesome is that? But you know, you're serving people with disabilities, and talk about how it all started.
Well, the trust was started back in 1988, 25 years ago. At the time, our public policy person had gone back to school to mm-hmm. get his master's mm-hmm. degree. And his name was Alan Kemp.
Yes.
And he decided that he wanted to do something different for the ARC. So he looked at various different businesses
sure.
that the ARC could start doing.
Mm-hmm. One of them was a thrift store?
Yes. There was a thrift store that was in the final running.
Now let's talk a little bit about, you have Master Trust 1.
Trust 1 was the original trust that was started back in 1988. Mm-hmm. We wanted to be able to help parents to be able to provide for their child. It can also be a loved one. Grandma and grandpa can mm-hmm. also put money into a trust for a grandchild or an aunt and uncle. Any of those people, you know, can mm-hmm. put money into the trust. So that is Trust 1, is the trust that's established when parents are going through their estate planning process and they want to be able to leave money for their child or loved one mm-hmm. that has a disability, so that there are any benefits that the child may be currently on or may be eligible for in the future are not jeopardized at any time.
You talk about those benefits because it's so frustrating when you're on benefits and you start to go off where you want to do something for yourself, and then all of a sudden everything is called into question and life kind of stops. So it's really nice that the trust is here.
Right.
Talk about that a little bit.
Right. That can be, it can be life endangering
sure.
in some cases, because the you know, like the medical health insurance or Medicaid health insurance, Medicaid waiver services, those are vital to their health and well-being. Social Security or SSI provides the money to live for the month,
sure.
to pay rent and utility bills and that kind of thing. So for parents to have that peace of mind that those are going to continue as they always have, even though they have money in the trust, is just life-changing sometimes,
sure.
you know,
sure.
for parents that didn't know that this was even possible. I've had people say to me that this sounds too good to be true.
You just, the website just got a new look. And you got a new website. So talk about the website a little bit and what parents can access information there.
We're really excited about the
yeah.
new website. It's really
yeah.
awesome. It has a lot of really great information. It's easy to use.
Yes.
It's very clear what information is where and where they need to go. A lot of our even transactions that people need to be able to do for their trust account can now be done online. They can pay their renewal fees if
really?
They have a Trust One account. They can make a deposit to a trust. They can make a disbursement request. And of course, we've had this for a few years now, but they can access their account statement for their person's or their own trust account at any time. They can view it and print it out at any time for any time period. So we're really excited about it. We've heard good things, good comments from people that have looked at it. And I know it's being used and easily used, because I don't get questions about where this or that document may be. So
right.
we're real excited. We're real happy with it.
We were talking about off air just a second ago that you weren't here when the trust was enacted 25 years ago. But when you look back, you've been here for how long now?
18 years in February.
Oh, wow. You're so young. You're so young. But as you look back on the 18 years being in the Master Trust and kind of being involved in it, What do you love about the Master Trust, and what do you, where do you see it going?
The part that I really love, I started out with the Arc of Indiana doing the accounting work. I was the director of finance for the Arc of Indiana. And so I love doing numbers, and I still get to do that in the trust department. Got to make sure everything's posted.
I could never do it.
Balances.
Never do it.
So it's that part is still there. But the thing that I really love about the trust is getting out and meeting with the families, meeting with our beneficiaries, giving them hope, being able to help. I love to be able to help people. And that's what I do in the trust. And So that is very motivating to me and very satisfying.
Melissa Justice, thank you so much. Here is to another 25 years.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle.
For more information on what the trust does and if the trust would work for you, go to www.thearctrust.org. I thank Melissa Justice, and I thank all of you for listening today, everybody. Have a great day today. Bye-bye.